And Marlborough Street Magistrates Court Magistrate Harmsworth. Proceed, Mr. Napley. Mr. Napley. Thank you, Your Honour. Now, the prosecution claims that this exhibition took place in a public place, but we must carefully consider the definition of a public place. It's a location where the public is present, whether they have a legal right to be there or not. However, I argue that the prints in question were not displayed in a manner visible to the general public. Magistrate Harmsworth. Mr. Napley, can you clarify your position on the term passenger and its relevance in this case? Mr. Napley. Certainly, Your Honour. The term passenger derives from the word passer, meaning someone taking a step. In Middle English, it evolved into passenger. Now, if these prints were exhibited in the window of the gallery visible to anyone walking along New Bond Street, then yes, we could argue that they were passengers. However, that was not the case here. The prints were not visible from the street, Magistrate Harmsworth. Your point is understood. Please continue, Mr. Napley. Thank you, Your Honour. So, unless there is authoritative evidence to the contrary, which I have diligently searched for but found none, we cannot conclusively establish that anyone entering the gallery qualifies as a passenger. In fact, upon entering the gallery, their journey or passage terminates. They become potential customers, licensees, or invitees of Mr. Schuster and his gallery. Magistrate Harmsworth. I see your perspective, Mr. Napley. The question at hand is whether those who viewed the prints within the gallery can truly be classified as passengers. It is indeed an essential element to establish, Mr. Napley. Precisely, Your Honour. I firmly believe that the individuals who entered the gallery under the circumstances in which the prints were displayed, concealed within the walls, and invisible to the public street, cannot be rightfully considered passengers. Therefore, the summonses against my client should be dismissed. Harmsworth. Mr. Horn, it's your turn for the summation. Your demand for a guilty verdict? Ken Horn, the prosecutor, rises from his seat and faces the magistrate. Ken Horn. Your Honour, the gallery in question is undoubtedly a public place, as it is accessible to the public. We define a public place as any location where the public is present, regardless of their legal right to be there. Additionally, a passenger is equivalent to a passerby, and even if they briefly enter the gallery, they do not lose that status. The courtroom remains silent as Ken Horn concludes his summation. Magistrate Harmsworth, taking a deep breath. Thank you both. I will now consider the arguments presented before making my decision. The courtroom holds its breath as the magistrate prepares to render a verdict. Cut to Harmsworth is halfway through reading his final verdict. Harmsworth, reading. The wording of the law concerning passengers leaves the Crown without a hope of successful prosecution. For when they enter into private establishment and take the time to sign a guest book, then, for the time being, they have finished passaging. A sense of relief and satisfaction spreads among Lennon's supporters in the courtroom. Magistrate Harmsworth continues, delivering his final verdict. Harmsworth. Furthermore, it is unlikely that Lennon's drawings will deprave or corrupt. A huge sigh of relief and murmurs of agreement fill the room. Eugene clutches Napley's arm. Eugene, we did it! Harmsworth. V.O. Consider yourself very fortunate, Mr. Schuster. Had you been found guilty of public obscenity, you very well would have been deported, and your American passport endorsed not to be allowed to return to this country, or any British Commonwealth nation. Dissolved to Oz Magazine Headquarters, London. The Dirty Squad raids the headquarters of cutting-edge psychedelic Aussie magazine the very next week, following publication of the School Kids' April 1970 issue. A three-month trial was held at the Old Bailey, and Detective Luff was once again the prime witness for the prosecution. The three publishers are found guilty under the 1958 Obscene Publications Act, and they are sentenced to 15 months hard prison labour. Marlborough Street Magistrates Court Eugene has narrowly escaped a similar fate. The courtroom scene comes back into focus. Eugene. One more thing, Your Honour. May I make a motion to be reimbursed for my court costs defending myself in this case? Magistrate Harmsworth. You may, Mr. Schuster. Napley, whispering to Eugene. Don't press your luck too far, Eugene. Magistrate Harmsworth. Your request for restitution of legal costs is denied, Mr. Schuster. The courtroom fades, but lingering questions as to why the charges were changed at the last moment remain. Magistrate Harmsworth. I will also add that there may be grounds for a retrial of this case, were the prosecution to bring a case under different charges. Fade out.